So here's what I'm seeing in reality, or if you want to call it that. I'm seeing this shift like they're boiling the frog. Back in August, I saw how, if I need to talk faster to get and not be monotone, somebody let me know, because I'm more in real life, I'm just monotone. But on YouTube, I try to do a little bit of entertainment, but it's the truth with entertainment. But I maybe people want it. You can always hit the speed button and listen to me faster. But here's what I'm seeing. Back in August, I started seeing propellers flying around. And because we all have a little bit of paranoia, it's all about me. We all, when we were a baby, it's all about me. me. As we become a teenager, it's no longer about me. It's other people around me. And then you get married, you realize it's not about you. If you have a job or a business, it's not about you. There's a lot of people on the job, they think it's about them. And it's really not. They have to graduate past that. It's not about you. And so, what I saw about the helicopters or the propellers is I kind of went a little bit paranoid thinking it's about me. But then the more I thought about it, because I saw them in Georgia. I saw them no matter where I go, I'm starting to see it. So, and we saw it on the news, and we saw it different cities where they had the drones going around. I think they're slowly indoctrinating people to get ready for the police state, drones above you. There's a episode in Doctor Who where there's these airships everywhere. Airships everywhere. In one society, in one reality, come back to the other reality, there's no airships. So they're trying to shift us to get used to seeing drones everywhere and the sound of, because when you're laying in the bed at 11 o'clock at night and you hear a propeller, you're like, what is that? Why do I have a propeller over my house? And it's never just about you, it's about everybody. So they're moving towards electric cars. So you're dependent on the system. They want everybody into smaller and smaller cities, which I don't have a problem with the city life because there's comfort in that. But in these 3D bodies, we're looking for comfort, you know? I notice, though, when you go out of your element and you go outside your element and go out and start digging in the ground and construction work, and in other words, go out of your comfort zone. I just woke up, so you go out of your comfort zone and you force yourself to dig that trench, to dig that hole, to build that deck, to do something, to put that roof on. You force it, and you feel better and you get stronger. So the human body needs resistance. But they're hitting us on every level. I guess David Icke or somebody said problem, reaction, solution. But they're hitting us with so many things, it's off the roof. I mean, if you really look at everything that you have to deal with, power bill, water bill, house payments, car insurance, house insurance, and you just write it down on a list. Change the flapper on your toilet because the toilet's leaking. Change the, go up there and check your roof every so often and make sure it's not leaking. I mean, clean the leaves out of the gutters, mow your yard. I could go on and on and on and on and on. There's so much to keep you busy with your own stuff that it could drive you crazy if you let it. But you have to mesh with it. You have to become one with it. If there's a marriage and there's love in the home, boom, you work as a team. You've got to work as a team. On the job, if you work as a team, everything is smoother. I'll tell you how the matrix worked. I had to get up early because there's a meeting today, and now the only time I've ever seen traffic is when I had to be there. And yesterday I had something, I had an appointment to do something, and you get up, it's almost like when you're moving at warp speed, the equation has to slow you down. Some guy just pulled out in front of me just now. He don't even see me. He still don't see me. I passed him, went around him, and I'm not mad at him because he's probably sitting there in a daze thinking about his wife yelling at him this morning because he didn't I'm just messing. Because he forgot to buy the coffee. If things like, you know, these little small things, you forgot the coffee. And it could be the man or the woman. The man could be giving the woman a hard time for nothing over something stupid, something small, when he could do it himself, you know. Instead of, why ain't the dishes washed? He goes in there and washes the dishes, you know. There's not, you don't have to argue, really, about anything. If it's two people with the same long-term goal, you sacrifice for each other. And so, but most people don't live that way. Most people live in, they have the perfect environment, perfect world, but they still got to fight. It don't add up. Because I've been in survival mode my whole life. I see people with the perfect house, perfect job, perfect white picket fence, 2.5 kids. I seen people with the perfect reality, but they still want to fight each other when they have it made. So it's almost as if you already know what I'm going to say. It's almost as if the average human wants to have trouble just to feel alive. But walking in the Spirit is love, joy, peace, goodness, meekness, temperance, faith. So if two people walk in the Spirit, they got it going on. Back to what I was saying. These drones, these propellers are getting us ready for drones everywhere, to smaller cities, surveillance state. They're trying to bring in the 666. Elon, I mean, even this latest thing on the news, evidently, is going to get harder, Trump says. You got to, you know, I understand that. But when he printed $2 trillion, he made it harder on us, and he left office, and Biden, you know, it was going good. Everybody quit their job and was getting money every week. I was still working two jobs. Everybody else was home just chilling. But it was better for me because it kept me healthy. Instead of sitting at home in a little room, I was out here working. So I think they're in dot. I think they're slowly. If you look at the electric cars, you look at the drones, you look at, they're trying to bring more and more control and less freedom. There's no reason to live in fear. What you do is prepare. You prepare. And people, if you've got somebody in the house with you, they're not your enemy. They need to be taken care of. That's your ally. That's your help. They're not your enemy. You need to take care of them. They need to take care of you. Because when the bottom drops, I don't know. They're the last 3 or 4 days they show some plane crashes. These might be missile attacks. You don't know. It could be what people are showing online, could be an altered AI video. We're in an AI world. Everything in the AI world is fake, right? So you don't even know if you're seeing it on YouTube or the news or TV or whatever you watch, you don't even know if it's real or fake. You don't know. You just don't know. So what's real? What's steady state? That's what you hang on to. God is steady. Jesus is steady. The Bible is steady. The truth is steady state. Living a minimalist life is steady state. Peaceful, steady, stable. The world is chaos, but it's just a distraction. Because if you look at the trees, they're stable. If you look at the birds, they're stable. If you look at the dirt, it's stable. If you look at a solid rock, a big solid rock on the ground, it's stable. So if you ever feel like you're unstable, look around, look at that tree, and that tree has more peace than most people. And if you were worried, oh, there's going to be a big meeting at 12 o'clock tomorrow, we're all coming together, and we got to have this big meeting. Don't let it destabilize you. Think about this. You can always get a job at McDonald's if you have to, till you find something else. If you have a sound mind, if you try to stay healthy, get your sleep, drink water, drink what's healthy, start to eat healthy, fast if you have to. If you're getting enough protein, you can fast, but if not, you need to get a lot of protein, you know. I don't know if the protein powders are really good for you or not. Some people say they are, some people say they aren't, but there's protein out there. You gotta have, just Google it, how much protein you need for your height and your weight. Height, weight, and gender. See how much protein you need. I don't even know if it's legit, but at least it gives you something to focus on. Focusing on your health, your spirituality, your heart. Get your heart right. Lord, if you can't get it right, say, Lord, my heart ain't right. Please change it. I'm serious. If you feel like your heart's not right, and I can tell you, whoredom wine and new wine take away the heart. My heart's right. Well, if you're bar hopping, chasing skirts, your heart ain't right. You got a hard heart. Don't even know it. God didn't make you. God didn't make it Adam and multiple wives. He made Adam and Eve, right? And vice versa. It wasn't Eve and multiple men. It was Eve and Adam. Because if you have that, if you depend on each other, that's, if you have to go through some struggles together and figure things out together and work together as a team, that's a bond. That's, you can't break that bond. Nobody can break it, because you've struggled together to make things work, and you might see the other person's bad side, but you focus on the good side. And they might have a few things bad, but they have 1,000 things good. So you have to focus on the good, because nobody's perfect. Everybody messes up. Everybody has a past. Everybody's gone through the process. I've gotten off track on the message, but that's all right. It's always for somebody. Every story is for somebody, somewhere.